Many of you will recognize our next speaker, a very familiar face around these parts. Greg Anderson was our vice president of the EAA Aviation Foundation for many years before leaving to become the president and CEO of the Wings Over the Rockies Museum in Denver. Now, Greg's a longtime EAA supporter and supporter of the Young Eagles program. He helped get the program off the ground in 1992 and has personally flown more than 500 Young Eagles. But tonight, he's here to share a very special film with us featuring our past Young Eagles chairman, Harrison Ford. So please join me in welcoming Greg Anderson. Greg?
Thank you, Steve. Good evening. What an honor to follow the awesome Sean D. Tucker. But it is great to be back. This is my 29th Oshkosh. 21 of those wonderful years were spent here at EAA working with Steve and Tom and an awesome team. And I appreciate very much the invitation to come back and share with you a flight experience in a film that conveys what we do at Wings Over the Rockies and what we celebrate in Oshkosh each and every year. I had the pleasure and honor to meet Harrison Ford back in 2003. We were flying in the backcountry in the Rocky Mountains, and many of you know Harrison's a great pilot. Many of you know that he's also a passionate advocate for general aviation and what it means for all of us, especially young people. So after talking with Tom, we invited Harrison to be the chairman, the honorary chairman of the Young Eagles program, a position he proudly held for five continuing successful and growing years. But we also shared a passion for flying in the mountains, which we wanted to share with others. There's just no way to compare that feeling and to understand that we do have a frontier above our heads that we fly in that calls for the best within each of us to discover and to explore. We were working for the better part of 5 years on a film concept that would convey the spectacular beauty of flying, the uncompromising challenge, and the exquisite rewards of flying in the Rockies. Along the way, we had wonderful support from the Wings Over the Rockies Board of Directors, particularly an individual who is with us tonight, who, as Harrison said, it starts with the words. And the writer of this film is David Dickerson, and I want to thank David Dickerson very much for his enormous contribution to our production. I also wanted to acknowledge that it really came into focus for us a little over a year ago when we had a conversation, Jack and Vicki Thompson. Jack and Vicki own a major motion picture company called Holding Pictures. And Jack is a builder and flyer of a Christian Eagle. And I see them both frequently at Wings Over the Rockies with their grandchildren, sharing their love of flight with yet another generation. So we have an awesome experience to share with you tonight. It was the Thompson's confidence in our cause that put it all together, as well as an introduction to the CEO of Holding Pictures, Charlie Lyons, who brought a great team around the idea, and we're going to share that with you tonight. Harrison could not be here. He's working on yet another film, but I know he's proud of this, and I want to thank him. I want to thank Dave. I want to thank Jack and Vicki. When you work with something as important as what we dream, and you work with something that's what we are all about and what we want to become, it's pretty powerful stuff. Many of us were influenced by this film project, not the least of which was Charlie, who became a pilot in the process of making this film. So, ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present Wings Over the Rockies.
Denver Tower, good morning. Beaver 153 Tango, ready for departure, runway 35 right.
Beaver 153 Tango, say direction of flight.
We're westbound, sir.
Roger, 153 Tango, westbound departure approved. Clear for takeoff, runway 35 right.
All right, sir, 153 Tango on the roll, 35 right.
Climb at 8,500, frequency change approved.
All right, sir, climb at 8,500. frequency change approved, 153 Tango. Beautiful morning.
That it is.
Have a good day.
You ever have a flying dream? I have. One of the first dreams I remember as a kid was a flying dream. I was just walking along this road and I sort of pressed down on my feet and opened my arms and suddenly I was soaring right over the telephone wires on a familiar stretch of road. It's unbelievable. You ever had one of those? A lot of us have.
What is it that stirs our dreams of flight? And what is it inside so many of us here in the Rocky Mountains that drives us to turn such dreams into reality? For many of us, the dream starts when we're children. A model, a drawing, watching a rocket launch on television. And for some, it stops right there. But here in the mountains, for more than a few of us, the dream of flight never stops. It burns inside, longing to be realized. And among these amazing peaks and limitless skies, that dream becomes more than simply real. It becomes our very way of life.
Here in the Rockies, more people fly than any other region of the country. Here is our home. We were meant to fly. The dream became a reality.
These mountains represent some of the greatest challenges for pilots. Rarefied air, relentless winds, brutal topography. They're stunning in their beauty, but absolutely unforgiving in their nature. And yet, this is a place where aerospace achievements are legendary, where dreams of flight have become the reality of lives well lived. It's a place unmatched in its demands, and its rewards. This is a region not only of dreamers, but of pioneers. Men and women driven to conquer new frontiers since the earliest days of the Mountain West, and today, the newest frontiers of flight. Heroes have been born here, and many more gained their laurels in these same skies against almost impossible odds. The men and women who fly and work in these mountains continue to blaze a path for all the world to follow. Flying here is like good music. It elevates the senses and the very experience of being alive.
Wings Over the Rockies is your museum. Use it to find your place in Rocky Mountain Aviation. On the ground, in the air, maybe even in space. You can find a place in aviation if you look, if you want, a place for your dreams. Aviation's 100 years old and it's brand new. You can help take it into the future. Freedom, responsibility. They're not just words. Join us.
A beautiful film, Greg. Thank you for sharing that with us this evening.